okay. I'm going to go ahead and get started. Okay, we'll go ahead and call the Board of Works and Safety meeting to order. It's 5 o'clock p.m. on Tuesday, March 14th, 2023. Roll call, please.
Daniel.
Here.
Penrod. Here. Crowder.
Here.
In front of you are the minutes from our last meeting on March 6th. Were there any changes or corrections?
Nope. I do not.
Okay, hearing none.
I'll make a motion that we accept the meeting, accept the minutes from the Monday, March 6th Board of Works meeting as presented.
Second.
Okay, motion by Nicole, seconded by Walt for the discussion. All in favor, show by the usual sign. Walt and Nicole approve, and I abstain. Next up is street closure for First Friday. I don't see Nikki here yet, but to me it appears that it's basically the same thing. Rosie, do you have any additional information?
The only thing it is pretty much basically the same. The only thing she was requesting is that we waive the usage fee, which currently...
Can you turn the microphone on?
Oh, sorry.
It's okay.
Which currently we, in the past, we charge them the $40 temp fee, and then we don't charge them for any electricity. That's her.
Okay. So you said typically we do, what do we charge her typically?
Just a temporary fee? Yes.
Okay.
And I told her she'd have to request that again, but
yeah.
So I actually,
gotcha.
She says waive the electricity fee, which
is the every time fee, not
yeah,
the one
they would
time.
Pay
yeah.
A temporary fee each time.
So effectively it would be a scenario where we would just approve kind of the one temporary and then that kind of takes care of it. Because I think we added up and the electricity usage was not significant
right.
enough.
And she's going to have both temps. So
okay.
I told her we would just charge one time a $40 instead of $40 for each temp.
Okay.
And then each month she would just pay the $40.
Okay.
For this duration of time.
Right.
On those dates. Any questions, comments, concerns about that?
Nope.
Okay, I'll make a motion that we approve the First Friday request for 2023 for the dates of 5-5, 6-2, 7-7, 8-4, 9-1, and 10-6. A great day to be born, by the way. And charge a one-time electric temporary fee.
Second,
it'd be
once
a month, not just once for the whole season.
One time for
every month
each.
That you've listed.
Correct, and that what we talked about, Sean?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, okay,
instead
so...
Instead of 80 every first Friday, it would only be 40, and then we wouldn't charge for the usage.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, to be clear, we're charging just for the temporary, not for the actual electricity
right.
used, because, frankly, the amount that they use... fits within that time over that $40 time frame. Okay, so I'm going to amend my motion then to say that we just charge the temporary fee for each event, not the electricity charge on top of that.
$40.
Yeah, $40.
Second.
Yes. Motion second. Further discussion. All those in favor, show with the usual sign. It is unanimous. Nicole, bills. Which one do you want to do first?
I'll do the $1 million accounts payable.
Okay. See if I can find that. The 1.1?
Yep.
1.2, okay, go ahead.
Yep. I'll make a motion to pay all accounts payable vouchers in the amount of $1,112,904.13. From the allowance of accounts payable vouchers dated March 14th of 2023.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous.
Then I'll move on to the $110,000, also March 14th. I think it was at the end of that one. I'll make a motion to pay all accounts payable vouchers in the amount of $110,709. and 33 cents from the allowance of accounts payable vouchers dated March 14th, 2023.
Second.
Motion second. Any further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous.
And finally, I'll make a motion to pay all pay types except overtime in the amount of $249,859.28, plus overtime in the amount of $16,740.63 for the pay file ending February 24th of 2023.
Second also.
Motion second. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous.
I think that's it, right?
Mm-hmm. I think the other check roll and error check run and payroll from 2 weeks ago was already approved at the last board meeting.
Yeah.
Correct. Okay.
Yeah.
Just wanted to make sure of that. Okay. Okay. Firehead reports. Chip.
I gave Rosie Burgess and Nyepol the statement or request for payment for next year, so looks like at some point we'll be done with that, but I don't ever foresee that in our future. So other than that, plugging away day to day.
You want to take that under advisement now, or do you ever
if you want to go and approve it, I looked it up and we have $5,500 out of the 12.5 from last year that we still have open on the current one, but the new one is The new one is this year instead of 12.5, it's 13. Let's see.
Are we in a rush for this?
No.
Okay, we'll move to the next meeting. Let's make sure.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, there's no rush on it.
We'll the EPA, I'll let them know.
Yeah, we still got money.
So what? I'll let the EPA know then.
That we're not in a hurry to get it done? Okay.
Okay.
Did you give Rose anything else to do? Okay. Sean.
Construction has begun on the North Substation entry project that I feel like we approved in 2018, but it was actually 2021. Transmission work is done, poles have been changed. Substation structure has been removed, so they're getting ready to replace that and start building the new structure. So excited to see that project finally get started. You know, the mayor and I obviously took a trip, I'm sure he's going to talk about, to Washington, D.C. that was very productive, I thought. And fairly well organized by the EMPA group, so thanks to them for doing a great job on that. Other than that, just basic stuff. We finished the tree board tree grinding. Yes, we did. And started putting soil back in, dirt back in the grinding, so we're working our way through that project. We may be adding one more additional tree to the list. We'll see. But other than that, just day-to-day work, and I never know which season we're working in, if it's winter or summer or
true.
Spring or fall, so
yep.
Just prepared for all of them.
Yep. Questions? No. Should have asked. Do you have questions of Chip?
No.
No.
Okay.
Thank
Terry.
The only major thing we have going on is we have a network outage scheduled for 7 to 9 Sunday this weekend. That will be updating the software in our firewall and also adding some certificates to it so that credit card machines at the park will work correctly.
Okay. Questions of Terry?
No.
Thank you. Mike?
I've been working with Donahue on a force main project, trying to come up with the exact pumps that we need. Jefferson's one that's given us the biggest problem, the large storm pump over there. But I think we've come to figuring out exactly what we need to do there as far as adjustments, and so hopefully we'll be coming down to the end of our design on that. We signed an agreement with a company out of Michigan that does the PMs, all our lab equipment, which we've done for the last several years. We've got to sign that agreement. And we've ordered new pigs. They should be here tomorrow for cleaning, 2023 cleaning of the SDI Forest Main. We've got a SCADA meeting with the departments and some people from Donahue Spectrum and J&K on Thursday, 1 o'clock, and just regular maintenance on stations and around the facility.
Questions of Mike?
No.
Thank you.
Mark?
We have the overlook. The guys built, replaced the overlook back by the pond and did a great job. It looks really nice. So it's a lot better than it was. Baseball and softball registration ended last week, so they've been having meetings. I know last night they had a draft for baseball teams, and I think tomorrow night is softball. So they've been working hard on that. Part-time help will be starting soon, so we're excited to get them going. My guys are starting to get the bathrooms ready so that when the weather's a little warmer, they'll be able to turn the water on and have them ready to go. Tennis nets will go up this week. I don't know if you heard that the roof of the athletic building over at Eagle Park blew off 2 weeks ago. Literally a third of that roof is gone. Just peeled it back. So we were in the process of, they had put a temporary roof up there because we were going to get snow and rain. And then they're getting quotes to replace that roof, which, did you ever get that quote?
No, he told me he was working on it this week and he'd try and get it to me before the end of the week.
Yeah, I anticipate that being, I mean, obviously insurance will cover that, but it's going to be expensive because it literally took the roof off.
It was a mess.
So.
A brick building?
Yeah. And if you would have driven by, you would have seen big pieces of the roof all over the place. So it was just one of those weird high wind things. It just lifted the whole roof up. So kind of weird to see, but you could go up on the bleachers and look at it. The skating rink is put away for the season, and pickle and ball nets are up, so they can start whenever they want to go play. The new lights on the baseball fields are up. It looks great. Does look a lot different. They're not wired for us to use yet, so that still has to be done, but they're up. And they actually did it not only quickly, but they did it with really out without ruining our field. So I was very pleased with that. I was worried that with how wet it was and how much rain we were getting, they were just going to rip our fields up when they didn't. So that was good. The main pump at the Aquatic Center went out. So there, we have it down in Indianapolis right now. They're looking at it, and their feeling is it's so bad they will not be able to rebuild it. We may have to order a new one. So we have to get that to open the pool. So anyway, that's kind of in process. And we did find out about Eagle Park from DNR. They did approve our plan we submitted, so that's exciting. And now we're pretty much really ready to send that here in a couple weeks. So,
27th, I believe,
which is the day of my park board. So,
do we? I was going to ask a question. I've forgotten.
Sorry.
It's okay.
For interrupting.
It wasn't that important. Wasn't that important? Question mark. Thank you. Carmen.
Hi, guys. So yesterday we had our youth council meeting, and the group went shopping at Walmart, and we bought supplies and donated them to Mission 25. And then we went to Mission 25 and toured the facility and kind of heard from one of their staff people on what their mission is, no pun intended, but what they kind of do and what their purpose in our community is for. Then we went to the square for lunch, and then we practiced our presentations about the government for our fifth graders that we'll be doing next meeting.
Do you want to introduce yourself?
Oh, yeah. My name's Carmen Brown. I'm a junior, and I go to Eagle Tech Academy at Columbia City High School. And I'm a new council.
Questions, Carmen? Thank you. Rosie? So as Sean mentioned, we went to Washington, D.C. 2 weeks ago, I guess, now, and got to spend time with both of our U.S. senators as well as Representative Banks, and we went and saw Representative Sparks. Is there anybody else? I think it was just those two. So, but other IMPA members met with their representatives and representatives as well, so... overall, I thought, you know, again, it's always a productive trip. We got to talk with Congressman Banks specifically about the DOT issues and the licensure, the, what's it called?
CDL.
CDL, thank you, licensure, and how that they've really put up a lot of roadblocks, especially for our organization who isn't long road, long haul trucking, but yet they have to basically pass the same rule or the same tests, which doesn't make a lot of sense for obvious reasons. But long story short is we got to have those conversations and talk about obviously public power and the importance of, you know, keeping prices down while also, by the way, talking about how supply shortages and increased prices are really, you know, costing our consumers. And so got to have a lot of those really, I think, good, positive discussions. For the individuals that are not here, I got to get to my reports here. Give me 2 seconds. So Tom is in Zionsville for a training today and tomorrow. He says we have 3 new volunteer firefighters that are signed up for Firefighter 1-2 training, and we're going to be getting them turnout gear. He is going to be putting together the request for quotes regarding the truck. Keep in mind, we're probably looking at a 2-year build time, at least a year and a half build time for the truck, probably. We get a firefighter back from FMLA in early April. The new generator that was ordered and encumbered since early last year is in and will be installed in the next month. And gas meters are in, and they're waiting for another officer, a firefighter, to get back from FMLA to kind of get those in service, who's in charge of those things. So those are a couple of things that are kind of happening in the fire department. I know we had a PLC go out at the water plant. Did he talk to you about that? That's what I thought. Yeah. So I'm having him go ahead and get quotes for that. That's what kind of handles turning wells on and off and all that kind of stuff. So Mike was handling some of that stuff. Let's see. You know, we had Board of Works interviews with 2 candidates for the, you know, police officer position. So I'm guessing that, I'm sorry, that's not where Gary is. Gary's at a training. He had to run to a training. So I'm trying to think who else am I missing. Yeah, Kelly. Kelly's out sick. But I know that I don't know that we have a schedule yet unless he told you at one of the last meetings of when paving is going to be happening. So I don't think so yet. I don't know that we have that schedule yet.
He touched on it, but no.
Yeah, I don't think we have dates. So. Anyways.
And the mulch, I think.
Oh, yeah. Mulch, I think mulch is still back there. So, yes, mulch is available. Junk pickup has been decided. So that is the west side of the city will be the week of April 17th. So if residents are on the west side of State Road 9, then their pickup will be on the week of the 17th. So the way we're doing it this year, per the trash contractor, is that everyone needs to have their junk out by the side of the road by 6 a.m. on that Monday morning. And they'll pick it up throughout the week, but it is a one pass only, so it has to be out there by Monday at 6 a.m. to ensure pickup. East side will be on the week of the 24th, the following week. So we'll have back-to-back weeks of junk pickup there, the 17th for the west, the 24th for the east. We do ask this year the same thing as last year, which is if you have furniture and or mattresses, box springs, those need to be wrapped in plastic for them to pick it up. That's a bed bug issue and a contamination issue. And I think this year the other thing that they added was small items, you know, basically smaller than a regular, you know, trash bag, need to be in a bag or a box or something like that. So junkers that are out there that may randomly be listening to the Board of Works meeting, please put things back the way you found them if you're going to junk around the city. So, Walt.
I have nothing.
And Nicole.
Nothing.
And we have no press. We have no audience. We'll call the meeting adjourned.